Open the door, Billy. Billy, open the door. Billy, open it. Billy.
Brand new track from Billie Eilish, recorded in her bedroom after being grounded by her parents. She did quite well at the Grammys recently, so Ezra Klein from Vox.com will be stopping by at the top of the hour to tell us why that's racist. But first, questionable material with Jack and Brian. You are listening to Questionable Material with Jack Helmuth and Brian Sack. This episode, new theme parks. Dark jokes in dark times. A Bernie Sanders campaign staffer?
What?
That's could you at least say the name of the podcast?
C-130 rolling down a strip. Airborne daddy's going to take a little trip. Step up, hook up, jump on the line. Chute's going to open on the count of five. If that chute don't open wide, I got another one by my side. If that one don't open too, watch yourself, I'm coming through. I want to be an airborne ranger. I want to live a life of danger. If I die in a combat zone, box me up and send me home. Lay my rifle across my chest. Tell the girls I did my best. Sound off. 1, 2. Sound again. 3, 4. Bring it on home now. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Who's that? Is that Cardi B?
That was Cardi B with a new song called I Accidentally Joined the Rangers.
Now that reminds me, Brian.
Hi, Jack.
Hi. Oh, yeah. Hi, Brian. Yeah. Open of the show, banter. Yes, good. This reminds me, you went to military school in Texas. Is that right? And again, because everything we say, like 80% of the time is false. Usually in the top portion of the show, with banter time, is it the real stuff?
Yes.
So this is something that you actually did.
I attended a summer session at Marine Corps Military Academy in Harlingen, Texas, which I discovered was called the Hot Box because it's near Mexico and it's very hot in the summer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why'd you ask me that?
There was a recent Cardi B song that was in my head that made me think about that.
There is?
Yeah, oh. The Airborne Rangers. Oh. Dummy. Oh. So what was that? So you were 14?
Yeah.
I remember that right.
Yeah.
And your mom had just died?
I believe so, yeah. Nope, not funny. Sad.
So, I'm sorry. Yeah. I always get that wrong. I do, sorry.
You do the opposite of what you're supposed to do.
So she had passed away and your dad thought it was like, oh, I know. What would really help around the house is not having Brian here.
That might have been his logic, but he did not share that with me at the time.
So mom passes away and then you're in the Hot Box, which is
Brownsville, Harlingen, Texas, the lowest point, like that little, when Texas comes down to a little point at the bottom.
Yep.
That's where I was.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
While you were down there, did you ever think like, wow, right now my mom is in a hot box? Cause I assume she was buried in a coffin during the summer.
Well, it would be around 52 to 55 degrees.
Oh, and
6 feet
earth.
Under. So not too hot.
Okay. Good point.
Chilling like a fine wine. Except it was my mommy.
Oh no.
Yeah. Sad.
Okay. But true.
Yeah. True. Yeah. But true.
So, okay. So what was the summer military academy and why were you there? Like, why did he,
okay, I'll tell you, no, come he, from? He, my father was a Marine and I don't know. He had a problem
for
with
which his, country?
Qatar. it was a Qatari Marine. He was a Marine Corps in the '50s. And then, he just had a problem with me just lounging about in the summer. So he came in one evening with a brochure saying, you know, if do you have any plans for the summer? I'm like, no.
I was going to hang out with mom, but
now she's gone. And then he's like, well, if you don't think of something, you know, you're going here. And I'm just, and
oh
I,
my God.
I saw the brochure and I was like, I kind of called his bluff. I was like, I'll just go. And he's like, oh, okay. Then next thing I know, I was on a plane going,
wasn't a bluff.
So
Wow.
And then they shaved my head. Oh, the best part was I was the only Yankee any of these kids had ever met or seen in person. So I just got, first of all, when you give me a crew cut at 14, I had this black hair. It was way before I went white.
Right.
And I had a peak. So I looked like Vlad. They called me Vlad. I looked like Dracula. So they were like Vlad. And the other thing is my accent was just weird to them. So they called me Boston Charles Winchester III from MASH.
That's funny.
And Yankee boy, which I couldn't tell if it was an insult or not. It was, I mean, they were all Texas kids, mostly. And my roommate was a kid from Waco. I remember that. He was a little overweight. So they called him Lard Bucket and Turd Bucket. Like every night it taps, the light goes out and you just hear like,
no.
Yeah. He would cry himself to sleep every night.
Turd Bucket.
Yeah. Lard Bucket.
No.
Yeah. And
that's so sad.
It was, I'm thinking about it now, like the stuff we did, I don't know if they could still do it. Cause there was a kid who wanted out.
Okay.
And so he got out early, and the drill instructor was just really livid about that. So he made all of us line the barracks hallway. And as the kid came in to get his bag, we all just laughed at him and called him names as he walked this gauntlet all the way down to the end of the barracks. Yeah, he walked the entire length of the barracks with all of us pointing and laughing and calling him names, loser, quitter. And then he gets into his room, and we're ordered to go into his room and then stand in silence and watch him pack his bags in absolute silence. Probably half jealous that he's going home, but also, mad because they're like, you're quitting. Come on, it's not that tough. They just make you do push-ups all the time.
Yeah, push-ups in the 110-degree Texas heat.
Yeah. And they threw horse poo at you.
Is that true?
Yeah, there was an obstacle course where you had to crawl on the ground under barbed wire, and then you go up an embankment and then slide down into a pool of water, which was really just water mixed with horse poop. And then they would throw chunks of horse poop at you saying like, grenade, and like all this stuff. Yeah. But the best part was like 90% of people got ear infections from swimming in this water that got out.
You know what? That really pisses me off, because I would, like in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, I would take, at the playground, I would throw horse poo at kids and stuff. And they would call the cops. It just shows how soft this generation is.
That's right.
Because like I do it, it's like, but 20 years ago, you could do that. You'd be considered a national hero.
Yeah.
So, this is actually funny, Brian. It's something I want to talk about, and we'll see if we can handle this. Because today we record this podcast. Hopefully this will come out on Tuesday. We're recording this on Sunday night. And today Kobe Bryant died. And there are certain professions where people are really dark.
I wonder if you're going the same place I was going to go. Oh, interesting.
Okay. Oh, that's really interesting. Okay. So the police officers, doctors, they have their gallows humor. They go really, really dark. So minutes after it was announced, I had comedian friends texting me jokes. The joke that I heard from a comedian friend of mine said, I thought Kobe was against the idea of passing. That's a solid joke. Minutes after a guy died. I mean, that's a solid joke. But like, obviously you don't post that on Twitter, but like among friends who, it's cool. But like, what's the window for?
I was hoping you'd bring this up because I wanted to tell you what I saw. So on Twitter today, this guy I follow, comedian.
Okay.
He tweeted, I'm glad I didn't have helicopter parents. Okay. And
I'm sorry.
I saw it and I laughed. And my mind, I'm like, he is going to get crucified. So I immediately went to his comments, and sure enough, too soon. How dare you? A 13-year-old girl died, but he got lit up and then eventually deleted the tweet. But I was kind of disappointed that he deleted it, because I felt like he caved into the mob, as everybody keeps doing.
Right.
But I just, I thought it was very funny. It was just a dark, funny joke.
Was it, was it President Obama?
Yeah, it was.
I knew
He's one of my favorite stand-ups.
Like, it felt like his voice.
Yeah.
So Brian.
Yes, Jack.
So I know how you're really into theme parks, right?
Yeah, I'm a huge theme park buff. Yep.
And you're writing that new book on theme parks and the secrets of theme parks. Is that right?
That's right.
That's really exciting. When is that coming out, by the way? You plug it.
It'll be, it's called, what'd you say it was called? Theme parks.
Brian Sachs.
Guide to theme parks.
Guide to theme parks.
Yeah. That comes out next April.
Oh, next April. Yeah. So April 2021.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Got to do a lot of research and stuff. And,
okay.
Yep.
Cool, cool. Well, so I was wondering if I could ask you some of the secrets of theme parks that you've learned from all your years of research.
Well, there's Disney World, of course.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Okay, one more. Go ahead.
Disneyland.
Uh-huh. Which one's in Florida?
World.
Very good.
Then there's Knott's Berry Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And Busch Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Universal Studios Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania Dutchland.
Mm-hmm.
That actually exists.
Okay.
Yeah. Hershey Park,
mm-hmm.
where they make mediocre chocolate and have rides. Hershey's is garbage.
Oh, yeah. No, we got that. I think we got that just from your
corn syrup. Come on.
Okay. You're a very Eurocentric.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chocolate.
God, it gets you so angry. Look at you.
I hate Hershey's.
Oh my gosh, I can tell. So you told me that Disney is opening up another land. Of course, we have Disney, like you said, as being the expert. You're
Disney
already
showing World.
Up. Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Tokyo, Disney Paris and everything.
Euro Disney.
That's what it used to be called. Yep, very good, which I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
Right.
I was wondering if you could tell me that Disney apparently is opening up, and this hasn't been announced yet, Wow. Disney's opening up a new world in the Czech Republic. Disney Czech Republic. I was wondering if you could tell us some of the features of Disney Czech Republic.
Well, sure. So, as you know, they're going by Czechia now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
It used to be Czechoslovakia. Mm-hmm. And then after the wall came down, they split up into Czech Republic and Slovak Republic. And now they recently changed to Czechia.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because I have a friend who I send a Christmas card to every year, and she's in Czechia now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not to be confused with Chechnya, where you probably don't want to live.
No, I would imagine not.
Czechia.
Mm-hmm.
Disney World, it's going to be just outside of Prague.
Uh-huh.
And, well, they're going to have a lot of rides themed around the history of the Czech Republic.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So they have the Prague Uprising ride, where you get in these cars and you're kind of driving around having this little uprising, and then Soviet tanks come rolling in and stop the ride, and you just can't go any further.
And the ride just ends.
The ride just ends. The Russians just pop out of their hatches and they're just like, "Go home now."
That's not fun.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said, it's give
authentic.
You a glimpse. Yeah, it's authentic. They want to kind of recreate Czech history.
Okay. Go on. I'm fascinated.
Yeah. And then they have "It's a Crazy World of Language." No, is the name of the ride.
Oh, okay.
Because the funny thing is, like in Prague, you say hello, "Dobry dzień," mm-hmm. which is "Good day,"
mm-hmm.
but in neighboring Poland, you say "Dzień dobry," which is "Day good."
Oh,
isn't that zany?
That's
great. That whole ride just centers around that for 45 minutes.
A 45 minute ride around.
Dzień dobry, dobry dzień, dzień dobry, dobry dzień, dzień dobry, dobry dzień, dzień dobry, dobry dzień.
And these are all puppets and audio animatronics?
Yeah, it's kind of like it's a small world, but it's just the dzień dobry, dobry dzień, dzień dobry dzień, just going through a tunnel.
You're just like a and long just like, tunnel?
Yeah, they just line the tunnel.
Do you go fast or anything?
No, it's super slow.
Oh.
And then they have a ride.
Okay.
It's called the store in Soviet times.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you get in this line.
Okay.
And you stand in the line for like 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, boy.
I bet it's going to be something
good at the end of this line.
And then you enter.
Yep.
And it's like, it's an empty grocery store. There's nothing on the shelves.
Well, what were they waiting in line for?
And then there's one person, and it's like, "I have a pair of size 8 shoes. Yes or no?" That's the ride.
What if you're a size 12?
You get them anyway, because you never know, somebody, you'll be able to trade them.
Maybe you could barter it like maybe for like a snack.
Yeah. And that's actually the neighboring, you go to Barter World.
Oh, Barter
which
World?
Which is in the neck. It's just adjacent
mm-hmm.
To that ride. And you get out and you go over to Barter World, and basically just people walking around with various items that they didn't really want,
okay.
but they waited so long to get them.
So you have to find someone, you spend an hour looking for someone with size 8 feet and then trade, and maybe they have like
some guy's like, three plums.
And
someone else is, a small vase.
Yeah.
A quill
from a porcupine.
Yeah. Toilet paper,
Well, that's gotta be very, very valuable.
Very valuable.
Wow. That's and you said there's also like an encampment of gypsies there who've sort of,
they travel around, they perform throughout the park. So they just kind of like, they'll do funny games, or they'll come up to you and like one will distract you.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
The other one will cut your purse and take whatever's in your purse.
Do they give you fake purses for that game?
No, it's the real deal. Like they want to kind of reenact what it's like.
Wow.
Yeah, to be robbed by gypsies.
I'm going to be honest with you. That does not sound like a fun place to visit.
You're in a different mood when you're in a theme park.
You know,
you're more accepting of things.
Okay.
So, people are like, "Wait, my purse is empty. Like, what happened? I lost my passport." You're like, "Jen, dobre, dobre, Jen. Jen, dobre, dobre, Jen."
No. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's enough. I don't want to hear any more about it.
Wow.
I'm sorry. It just makes me angry. Well, as a Disney fan, it makes me angry that they're screwing this up.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a great park.
Okay. All right. I guess so. And it's so funny that you said that. So it's because you said they're apparently they're also doing a Disney a Chechnya with only one ride.
Death Mountain.
Oh, Death Mountain.
Yeah.
So like Space Mountain, the same type of design?
It's like Space Mountain, but it's a volcano.
It's an active volcano.
Yeah.
So you get in the ride and what happens?
I mean, it's not false advertising.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's so maybe stay away from that one.
I have my concerns about Disney Chechnya.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. It seems like amusement parks just basically take any popular movie.
Right.
And they make it a themed ride or a themed park. We've got mm-hmm. Harry Potter. We've got Star Wars. We have the Minions. We have Jurassic Park. I mean, just everything.
Right.
That's the big thing.
Yeah.
And so you said that, that Six Flags is opening up a new Richard Jewell ride based on the Richard Jewell movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that seems like maybe not as exciting as Harry Potter, say.
Right.
So what's the Richard Jewell ride?
Basically, you're sitting with about 40 other people.
Okay.
In these large carts that kind of move about, and it kind of comes up and it looks like Centennial Olympic Park in 1996.
Cool.
In Atlanta. And
so
then,
specific.
There's an explosion. And then, you know, everybody just kind of, the ride turns and the spotlight comes on this heavy set guy with a mustache on stage. And they're just like, who did it? He did it. And everybody just points to him.
All 40 people in the car?
Yeah, everybody's like, you did it. And he kind of like looks all shocked and then starts trying to run away. And then you're following him in your cart.
Oh, that's fun.
Know, kind of running along and like there's this music and then the media starts chasing him. And you're riding like, he did it. And then at the end, it's like, oh, he didn't do it.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, wow. They really, and then as you're exiting the ride, you just see, he's just standing there crying because you've destroyed his life.
So do you learn a lesson, do you think?
Yeah. You know, maybe don't jump to conclusions.
Oh
yeah.
You know, that ride sounds more fun than I thought it would. And you said, you know, there's all sorts of like experiential rides now. Like in Disney World, in Disneyland, there's a ride called Soarin', which is basically you're like on a giant hang glider mm-hmm. over things. And you can smell the smells of like, if you go over the orange groves in California or whatever. You told me there was a new motion simulator ride called Humpin' that they were going to, also at Six Flags, they were going to premiere. Six Flags usually a little lower class than Disney. So what's that? Humpin'?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you're riding a camel.
Okay.
And you get the experience of riding a camel over various surfaces, which they call humping.
Okay.
A lot of people get disappointed in the ride. I'll be honest. You know, you get in there and then suddenly you find yourself on this camel.
Yeah.
And you're looking around and you're like, but I thought, and it's like, nope. And then the camel starts walking. You get the smell mostly of camel.
Right.
Yeah.
Of camel
which
dung.
Kind of overpowers the smell of the forest you're walking through.
Oh, so you can't even enjoy those other.
It's hard to enjoy, quite honestly, because camels are, I don't know if you've ever sat on one.
No, I haven't.
They're smelly.
Okay.
Dromedaries are stinky. And so you're riding the camel, then you're on the sand and you can kind of hear the sand, smell the camel, and you go into the woods, you can hear the twigs snapping and smell the camel. Then you go through the ocean and you can hear them, you know, the waves splashing and you can smell the camel.
Oh, okay.
And then there's your mountain, you hear the wind blowing and you smell the camel and then you're on the moon.
Oh my gosh.
Less realistic, obviously.
Yeah.
But you can hear the crunch of the lunar dirt and then smell the camel.
through your helmet? That pungent creature?
Yeah.
No kidding.
So, but yeah, it's very immersive.
Wow. Humping. Okay.
Humping.
You know how Disney World has Frontierland and, you know, Adventureland.
Of course. Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Of course, you're the expert.
The World of Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow Pavilion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tomorrow Day.
Oh, what's, yeah.
Adventures.
So you have all these lands, right?
Right.
And this seems controversial, but that their Disney World is planning, because they have all the space down there, that they're planning a new Abbottabad land.
Abbottabad, yep.
Yeah, that seems specific for, you know, normally it's more fun ideas, adventures and stuff like that. Right. What is that land going to be?
Well, it's going to be a simulation of Abbottabad, which as we all know is where Bin Laden lived his final years. Mm-hmm. Unbeknownst, of course, to the Pakistani government. They had no idea.
Right.
And so what's your Abbottabad land? You go into Abbottabad land and there's it's kind of like, you know how in Disney World you have the castle kind of as a centerpiece?
Yes, of course.
Well, in the princess castle or whatever, the Walt Disney castle.
Cinderella's castle.
Cinderella's castle. Well, in Abbottabad land, you have just something with 14 foot high concrete walls.
Oh.
And like, there'll be a lot of actors out there and you'll be like, hey, what's behind the walls? I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, that's...
And they kind of do this thing.
Kind of fun.
Yeah.
I guess.
And then when you wait in line for the on the SEAL Team 6 ride.
Oh, fun.
Which then comes in with helicopters and that kind of lands in the courtyard. And you follow everybody and then you actually work your way up, killing Bin Laden's son and various people until you get to the top. And then, of course, he's there. Yeah. I mean, it's all performance, really. And, you know, he's there and he kind of, you know, you shoot him in the head and, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you find like his stash of American pornography? Do you the whole?
Yeah. You get, you know, you take his hard drive.
Yeah.
And then there's like another place where you take it and you look at it and you see that he was, you know, what he was watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting. And you said there were really interesting dining options in Abbottabad Land.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of lamb. Mm-hmm. But they somehow, in keeping with tradition, Disney makes the lamb look beige. All the food at Disney World, I don't know if you know this, it has to be beige.
I didn't know that was a requirement.
Yeah, they only want beige food.
Okay.
That's why everything there is beige.
Okay.
And so they have, you know, they have lamb, they have lamb stew, they have lamb meatballs, they have, there's some, you know, chickpea dishes, hummus, baba ganoush, various things, flour.
What's that?
Flach.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's like eggplant and peas mixed with gravel.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
It's not. That's where they go flach when they're eating it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then you got your traditional dishes and then, you know, lemons, figs. Oh. They love figs and dates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The desert foods.
Okay. Just real quick, you know, a lot of times in the different lands, they have their iconic characters dress up in different ways. You know, maybe you'll have, you know, Mickey holding a musket or whatever. Right. And you said that Goofy and Donald Duck were big parts of Abbottabad Land.
Yeah.
In what way do they incorporate those characters into the land?
Well, Goofy is a courier. And so... And like he drives around in like a little pickup truck and then, you know, and he kind of like leads you into the compound.
Oh.
And then he turns around. He's like, oops. Like he does this feel like, oh, you
know, yeah. What a goofy thing to do is to lead the Americans in.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's and what about Donald?
Donald Duck.
Mm-hmm.
He is. So he's on your team when you're.
Okay.
When you're working your way up in the compound, and he's the one who calls Khalid
Bin Laden.
He goes, Khalid. And then Khalid pops his head out around the corner, and you know, then everybody in the party just takes shots and takes them out.
Oh, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And you said Daisy Duck is also part of Abbottabad Land. What is her role?
Well, Bin Laden takes shelter behind her as you enter the room.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So what happens to Daisy?
You know, it's a precursor of what happens to Bin Laden.
Oh, that's got to be tough for the kiddos.
You know, they seem to enjoy it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. So they don't. It's
exciting. There's a lot of adrenaline.
No, okay. So during the ride, they're having a lot of fun. But is there like counseling for after you leave Abbottabad Land?
I mean, there's a statue of Mickey as you're leaving, and he's just like, "Payback's a bitch, isn't it?" And his hand just kind of rotates.
Wow. That is grim. And
yeah.
Wow.
Payback's a bitch, isn't it?
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a chill. I have goosebumps.
Yeah. Well, it's a fun ride.
It's well, is it?
I liked it.
Yeah. Oh, you wrote it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I guess you would have to. I'm writing the book.
Yeah, that's how I read them. Research.
That is chilling. And then just one last one.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you mentioned earlier, Universal Studios.
Sure.
Containing lots of different rides and attractions based on Universal properties.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that Vivid Adult Entertainment Studio was opening Vivid Studios theme park.
Right.
So, what's that all about?
In all honesty, there's a lot of ripoffs.
Okay.
It seems of Disney properties.
Okay.
The Horny Mansion.
Is it also haunted while being horny?
Yeah, it's like all the ghosts are sexy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What are they doing to scare you?
Boob.
Oh. then, oh, boobs.
Yeah, boobs.
Okay, then, yeah. I guess.
The sex cot center. It's just the cots.
Oh, just a bunch of cots where you can, okay.
Yeah, with the various performers on a rotating basis.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a small world.
Uh-huh, what?
Wow, 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 wow. Like that's kind of,
yeah,
it's not, you know, it's not for kids. Wow, 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 wow. Oh my God. Wow, wow, wow. It's really, you know, yeah.
I could see that being not a good place to take your family.
Yeah. And then
I also don't want to take my wife there.
And then Pirates of the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
The pirates capture the maiden.
Oh, sure. They run around.
Yeah. They used to just be running around in circles. Yeah. And they got her.
They got her.
And it's right there on the bridge as you go underneath.
That's really weird.
Yeah. And then you know how they were cannonballs?
Yeah. Cannonballs
just
being
going
shot
off in the water. So just use condoms. Just being thrown into the water.
It's being thrown with giant splashes?
Giant splashes.
Ay-yi-yi.
Yeah. It's really, really vulgar.
You said the Hall of Presidents was really filthy.
Yeah. Especially lately.
It just is the Hall of Presidents.
Huh? It is just the Hall of Presidents. That's really, yeah, they didn't change anything.
Okay.
Yeah, Bill Clinton's like, I did not have sex. Okay, come on.
Yeah.
And then Donald Trump, they just have him paying Stormy Daniels.
Yeah. Oh, that's neat. Yeah. Oh, good. Wow. Well, there you go. Well, Brian, I thank you for this book. And check out on Amazon and bookstores, April 2021.
Yeah, Brian's Guide to Theme Parks.
Yeah,
Is that the title?
I think it's what we said.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Buy it now.
So, Brian.
Yes, Jack.
I'm really excited because today we have an excellent guest.
Okay.
This is one of our
top... Are you saying the other guests haven't been excellent?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Fair. The other guests have disappointed me through and through.
Understood.
But this guest...
Yes.
This guest is going to inform our viewers and... Or listeners. Someone has worked TV for too long. Yeah. Our listeners.
Yeah.
And inform them and entertain them.
About what, Jack?
About Bernie Sanders, because he is the head of the Bernie Sanders campaign. His name is Trevor Skedge.
Okay.
And he runs all things Bernie. Like, if there's a decision to be made on that campaign, this is the guy who does it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, I mean, it's a big deal. It's a big booking for this
show. That is a big get, as we say.
Yeah. Who says that?
People...
You don't know.
Don't put me on the spot like that. I don't appreciate that.
Well, but who says it?
It's a get.
Yeah, it's a get. Who says that though? I know it's a get, but who says that? You're telling me. Who else are you talking to about this?
It's a get.
You're embarrassing yourself in front of Trevor Skedge.
This is embarrassing.
So let's bring him out, shall we?
Yeah, please.
All right. So welcome to the podcast, Trevor Skedge, head of the Bernie Sanders campaign. Welcome.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like he brings his own audience with him.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of media and, but I haven't done, I'm sorry. That just gets me in the mood when I hear the sound of a crowd roaring.
It gets you jacked up.
Yeah. The people, when I hear the people roaring, you know, so I'm not used to being, normally when I'm talking in front of, I do want to say though, you know, I might've overstated a little my position with the campaign.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They might dispute, you know, my title that I gave you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the Bernie campaign might dispute that.
I don't know. I'm not in touch a lot, but I mean, like, they might dispute it. Yeah.
Oh,
because.
Well, there's a lot of different takes on Bernie, you know, who Bernie is. And, you know, there's the real burners, and then there's those guys, you know, and I'm a real burner. I know what's really going on. You know, I've been to the bottom of the internet and back, you know, so.
Well, do you have a business card maybe that might have your actual title?
I got a tattoo.
You have a tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah. Oh. That's Bernie in his true form.
Okay.
Which is an old bird.
And the phone number underneath, what is that for?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, that is a... that's my phone number.
That's your phone number?
Yeah, that's just in case anyone wants to get in touch with me.
There's
that's the Skedge line.
Oh, the Skedge line.
Yeah.
There's a digit missing, though. What happened there?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't afford every digit of my phone number. So it's the last one's 7.
Okay.
Yeah. So just, and I just tell people that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I couldn't, I actually owe this guy a lot of money, the tattoo artist. Yeah.
Oh.
I've been paying this off for about 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you mind asking how much do you owe him?
I owe him $700. And then that's for the head of the bird. Uh-huh. I mean, as you can see, this takes up the right side of my body.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a whole sleeve almost.
Yeah, it's a whole sleeve. And then, well, if I, let me lift up, let me lift up my flak jacket here.
And what is,
I noticed you guys aren't wearing flak jackets.
No, well, there's not a lot of flak.
Wow. With me on, you're going to want to probably arm yourselves a little better. I don't know.
Why?
Yeah, that's weird. Are people attacking you?
Yeah, constantly. You know, the closer you get to the truth, the more you are attacked.
So by working with Bernie, you're closer to the truth.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
What? Yeah. What's the truth?
Well, I mean, I didn't know when we were going to jump into this. Let me put my shirt back on.
Yeah, please.
And actually, I got to wrap my tattoo again. It's kind of weak. It's leaking still. Yeah. It's weird. How many months is your tattoo supposed to leak?
Oh, less than that. It's just a day.
Maybe. Yeah, I never had one, but I think that a day sounds of bleeding might be, seems reasonable.
And the pink, did you see the pink around that? That's an infection.
Separating, I think is the word or something.
Separating. I knew my skin didn't look like this before, but I kind of just have been ignoring it.
Is it painful?
It really hurts.
It looks like it's inflamed.
It really hurts. I can
you can barely lift it.
I know. I can't. I take a lot. I inject lidocaine into the right side of my body daily.
That's daily thing. That's got to be expensive.
Yeah. But I thought that's just having a tattoo though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I never had one.
I'm going to go ahead and answer that and say no. Okay. That's not.
All right. Shit.
Yeah.
Something you want to get looked at.
After the show, though.
Pop into the,
We don't want to lose him.
Right. No,
so,
no. We need.
So it's fine for now. I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, I don't have health insurance.
Oh,
okay.
And here we are. This
is where we're
going. And you just got sketched.
I got
Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah.
So would that be maybe one of your motivations for working for the Bernie Sanders campaign? Benefits.
Is benefits. Yeah. I feel like we should at least, you know, we should all get some sort of health care for sure. I would like to, you know, my tattoo got fucked up. I feel like I shouldn't have to pay to get it fixed. You know,
that's a good, that makes a lot of sense.
You know, cause I'm dumb, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. But yeah, so let's,
that's an interesting thing. So
take care of me. I'm dumb.
Okay.
It's kind of the position
that's why you love Bernie, is that you think,
I mean, Bernie, so Bernie's idea of, you know, there's a lot of people that do need healthcare. I feel like, and you know, this is the richest country in the world. Why are we letting people, you know, suffer? Mm-hmm. I mean, I do want to get in on that because I have a bad tattoo and I feel like I could slip in there somehow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was one of the reasons I did get interested in Bernie was my arm hurts so much from this tattoo and I can't afford to really have a doctor look at it.
I bet. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people get healthcare through their jobs. Do you have a paid employment?
So do you work for Bernie Sanders' campaign?
No, I work for Papa John's.
Okay.
Oh,
That's different from the Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. I mean, that's my civilian job is for Papa John's, you know, that's kind of my undercover job to blend into the populace. You know, I mean, you do have to have some sort of job just so they don't come after you.
And they being?
The reptiles.
The reptiles.
Yeah. And here's where we get into it.
Yeah.
And I know you guys are topical kind of show, right? In the news, you guys listen to the mainstream news. So Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
Shit. My mic is, I might've ruined this.
Yeah. I'll get you a rag.
Yeah, it's okay.
I didn't realize so much was going to come up when I caught. I have not been to a doctor in a long time.
I mean, that was substantive.
I've had a cough for about 2 decades.
Okay. You should have someone look at that.
Well, I wish I could. So Hillary says recently, right? You guys saw this, that she will not support Bernie and that nobody likes him.
I read that.
Yeah. She's not a fan.
Yeah. That's reptile talk.
Reptiles talk like that.
Yeah. People that are cold-blooded enough to amass the kind of wealth that Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
I'm sorry about this, Mike. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm glad it has the foam thing.
Yeah. I've ruined a lot of mics in my career.
I bet you have. It's really starting to accumulate.
Yeah. She, you know, she's part of the, she's part of them. She's part of the top 1%, whatever you want to call it, that are fucking keeping their clawed toes on our necks. And, of course she's not going to support Bernie. You know, they're scared. What it is they're scared. They're scared of a man who, first of all, can clearly live forever.
Mm.
I mean,
resilient.
People say, how old do you guys think Bernie is?
I thought he was 79 or so.
Yeah, 78.
78. Right.
I think 78.
Right. Yeah, right. They're guessing when they say that. I happen to have found documents. He's been alive for Highlander levels of years.
Really?
Yeah, he's thousands of years old.
Really? That's a big find.
That is.
I know. I can send you guys the links.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Please. Yes, do that. Yeah, yeah. Do that.
I'm trying to consolidate it all, get it in the Bernie literature, you know, that we send out.
Has that been a problem, getting the Bernie campaign?
It has been a little bit. Yeah, they don't really, and that's where I differ with a lot of the Bernie people. They don't want to focus on the reptile problem. Mm. I do want to focus on the reptile problem.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's where we butt heads a little bit. So I've kind of started my own side campaign.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about that. And I'd also like to know, has anyone at the Bernie campaign asked you to not be part of the Bernie campaign?
All of them. Yeah.
All of them.
Bernie sat me down specifically and he said, do not do this. And I think, well, it was someone who looked like Bernie.
Oh.
I'm guessing it was a reptile with Bernie. With a
oh,
Bernie
you think they're
on.
Tricking you? Okay. They're trying to, because you're onto the truth.
Yes.
I see.
So, yeah.
By the way, your microphone, it's almost it's like it's calloused over now. It's like a callus on a toe. It's hardened.
Yeah.
That's really.
This might actually be better. I might be able to chip that off a little easier.
Oh. I'm just hoping it doesn't muffle the sound of.
I know.
Because I want to hear more about the lizard people.
I know. I do too. Yeah. No, for sure. So what to me, okay, walk me through a typical day in your life campaigning for Bernie Sanders. How do you interact with people and reach people?
Okay, let's say I'm walking down the sidewalk.
Perfect.
You see me. I'm walking.
Let's role play this.
I look like I'm trying to divert my gaze so that you don't lock in on me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Okay, so I'm walking. Oh, a Bernie guy. I'm going to look away.
Okay. Hey, can I have your shoes?
I'm sorry?
Can I have your shoes?
My shoes?
Hey, hi. Sorry. No, I don't want your shoes. I was wondering if we could talk for a second about the eternal being of a pure light that we have come to know on this plane of existence as Bernie Sanders.
I guess. Okay, sure. Yeah, I got a few minutes.
Of course. You know what, sir? You might not have any time at all.
What?
They're coming for all of us.
Who's coming for all of us?
They are.
Who's they? The Sanders campaign? Oh, the government.
The government, the Clintons of the world.
Okay.
The Warren.
Sit. Watch my shoes.
Dude. All right. I'm sorry about your shoes.
God. These are my wife just gave me these.
I'm really sorry.
My Christmas present.
I was trying to hit the patch of sidewalk between your feet, and I clearly hit your shoes. I'm very sorry.
All right. Whatever.
Here, let me get down there.
No, it's just so Bernie, what?
We were role playing even. I didn't even need to spit. I'm so sorry. Brian, I'm really sorry about this.
That's okay.
Let's role play again.
Okay.
So you're standing there.
Try to walk by me again.
Okay.
Let me try this again.
All right. Oh God. Check my watch. Pretend I'm occupied.
Oh, I'm dying.
Oh, you okay?
Do you have a cell phone?
I'm sorry? Yeah.
Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah. You need me to call 911?
No, I don't. I need you to listen for a second about the future of this country and what you can do to be a part of the greatest revolution in the history of humankind.
Okay. The greatest revolution in the history of humankind. Okay. What would that be?
That would be the reinvention of the Democratic Party after the demise of the pure evil Hillary. And I'm going to need you to step back, Mr.
Okay.
Clinton. I mean, I don't want to.
Oh, Jesus. Just get rid of it.
I don't want to.
Okay, just get rid of it.
Do you have a trash can?
No, I don't. There's a trash can over in the corner.
Oh,
oh
wow.
Okay.
I have got to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
Also, just don't mention the Clintons. Just don't. Oh, no.
No, see, that's. Yeah.
Darn it.
Even the mere mention makes
just,
him.
Just.
Jack, I'm really sorry.
It's okay. It's really.
I've ruined your Syracuse hoodie.
It is. I mean, it is viscous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I've had it for a while. It might be related to my tattoo infection.
Oh my god! I didn't know there were so many colors in the world.
Mm. Yes.
Jeez.
It's kaleidoscopic.
Yes. I mean, it's almost beautiful.
Yeah.
If you didn't know what it was, it would like, it's almost beautiful.
Could be colitis.
Oh, that's what I meant. It's kaleidoscopic.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You're able to bring up and expectorate your colitis?
Yes. Huh. Yeah.
Good well, heavens.
Now we know what it looks like.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Can we just try and get through you engaging?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hit me with an issue. Hit me with an issue.
Okay.
All right, so you stop for him.
Okay,
right.
I got it.
All right.
Hey, sir, who are you going to think? Thanks. Tell 911. I don't need him.
Okay.
But tell 911 the world needs us. Then hang up. How can I convince you that Bernie's the guy? What's your, what's an issue? What's an issue that you tend to vote on? What's like a make or break issue for you?
Hey, you're doing great.
Thank you. Make or break issue for me.
Yeah.
I got one. College loan. Forgiveness.
Ah, okay.
Very expensive proposition. Mm-hmm. And my position would be
to the
government and to the taxpayer as a result. So my contention would be like you willfully went to college and you assumed these loans, but now you just don't want to pay them because. And to me, that seems like a bad idea.
So you said it's going to hurt the government.
Yes.
So?
Well, I mean, anything that hurts the government hurts us by, you know, because the government turns around and says, well, we need you to foot the bill for this.
Do they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get back to you on that one.
Okay. Sure.
Let me get back to you on that one.
Okay.
Are you going to build like a long-term relationship with this potential voter?
Well, that's how you win people over. And see, that's something I've learned along the way is I'm not going to convince him now.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm not maybe even going to convince him in 5 years, 10 years, you know?
All right, here's
someday he's going to say, man, that guy was right.
Huh.
Wow.
Okay.
I also have never thought about that. College loans. I've never, literally never thought about it.
Okay. Here's another one.
Thanks for.
I've been running from debt collectors. You know, maybe you can edit this in post so that it sounds like I answered this quicker than I did.
Yeah. We've for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cause
I promise.
There's a lot of editing.
Okay, good. Cause I don't want to sound stupid.
No, we would never.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
And maybe now that we're talking about it, maybe edit out.
All the times
literally everything I've said.
Yeah,
probably will. Yep.
Okay, good. That frees me up a little bit.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Yeah,
yourself.
We'll make you look good in post.
So you said you've been to the bottom of the internet and back. So you've been all the way down to the depths.
Yeah.
Does that mean the dark web? Are we talking about the dark web?
Well, that's what I want to understand. Okay, exactly, yeah. Brian. Thank you. Yeah. What's down there? What does that look like? What sort of sea creatures do you find at the bottom of the ocean?
Well, it's funny you bring up sea creatures. Mm-hmm. You can buy anything. You can do anything on the dark web, you know, like, I once ran into a guy who was trying to sell me a nuclear submarine, you know, and he had, you know,
for how much, if you can't afford a $700 tattoo, what did he want for the submarine?
He wanted a lot. He wanted me personally to, basically, you know, be his gimp for about, for the rest of my life.
Oh, wow. That's, you know, a commitment.
But I would own a submarine. And sure. So that's where it was a real catch 22 for me.
That is.
I want to take out the sub, but I'm a gimp. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
With Trident missiles that could destroy
it. Exactly. Yeah. So maybe I could get out of that suit that he has me in.
Yeah. That is a catch 22. What do you do in that situation?
What a dilemma. I've never imagined that.
Yeah.
I actually probably went farther than I needed to go down there. A lot of stuff I end up wanting to find out about was on YouTube.
Oh yeah, it's right there.
Yeah. You can find anything on there. Yeah, I mean, I was trying to find out how to boil in water.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, know,
well, how to bake a potato, stuff like that.
Plenty of videos available.
Did not need to go to the dark web for a lot of that stuff.
So I'm like, for example, on your journey to learn how to boil water, what happened on that journey?
Well, I started on the dark web, which I did not need to do. You know, so I started on the dark web. All of a sudden, I'm talking to a guy who's trying to sell me 5 bricks of ketamine.
Hmm.
And I was like, when do you know, how do you know the pilot light's on your stove? And he was like, I will tell you if you buy this ketamine.
It's kind of everything I imagined it would be.
Yeah, no, it's a creepy place.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Just want to boil an egg and you got to deal with ketamine.
Yeah.
You know, water. We got the water is, you know, that's socialism. We all got water, you know,
yeah.
Government water.
Sure.
You know, do you really want Dasani water? You want to pay for Dasani water coming out of your faucets?
No.
I mean, they're trying to privatize water.
Yeah, are they?
They are.
Who's the lizard people?
Yeah, the lizard people. The lizard people that run Dasani, Fiji Water, Evian.
Well, Dasani is tap water owned by Coca-Cola.
Exactly.
Placed into a bottle and called Dasani.
You sound like him now.
Got another one.
God damn it. I needed him. I need him for this enterprise that we're undertaking. Damn it.
The lizard people are devious, Jack.
No. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Think about it, Jack.
Oh.
It makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
Dasani is what broke you?
You have to pay for tap water, Jack? That's a lizard person thing.
Oh, God. All right. You got to go. It's not too late for you, Brian. I'm going to get you back.
Chemtrails.
Brian, take a shot of my tattoo on your phone just so you have my phone number.
Okay. And what's the last digit again?
Seven.
Yeah.
All right. There. Thank you.
Are you... Wait.
Can I use your bathroom?
Sure.
Don't. No. Jesus. What? That's a hard no.
What do you mean? Socialism means everybody gets to use my bathroom.
Yeah, but not... Okay. Whatever. It's your house.
It's a fight against the lizard people, Jack.
Why are you lighting the tip of a switchblade? What are you? Are you tattooing Brian?
What? Brian, come here.
What is it?
Dude, what is that design?
It? What is it?
What? God, that looks like it hurts.
It does hurt, Jack. But anything for the lizard people. Anything to stop the lizard people.
You're one of us now.
Oh my God.
What is it?
It's his phone number, minus the seven.
You can afford to put a seven on him on a homemade tattoo.
I think he just wants symmetry.
Oh, okay. I guess there's something beautiful in that. Okay, well, Trevor Skedge, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, the switchblade was not going in my pocket. Yeah thanks.
Fold it up.
I know, yeah. It doesn't close anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I just carry it around open.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just a blade.
It's just a blade.
So the switching function, you can't afford that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, good luck. I mean, good luck to Bernie. I mean, I hope the Hillary thing doesn't do too much damage.
Oh, boy.
Why did I?
Shouldn't have said her name.
I shouldn't.
Oh, God.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This has been Questionable Material with Jack and Brian. Be sure to subscribe, give us 5 stars, all that nonsense. Check out the newsletter. Really sign up for the newsletter so we can talk to you.
It's write free, newsletters. Like everything.
No, nope, there's be. A call. No. Okay. All right. So just subscribe. And thanks to Tim Martin, the hilarious Tim Martin, for being here. I won't say who he was. Jesus. What? You hate Tim Martin?
Can't stand him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well... Yeah, just swallow it. All right.
Oh, I hate that.
Good night.
Kind of like oysters.